Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, let's talk baseball. The expectations are higher than ever on the North side. And so far, the Cubs look like the team to beat in the National League. This has pundits, experts, and fans salivating over what could be the end of the biggest drought in sports history. What's it mean for Cubs fans? Well, diehards will tell you that hope is more than just a spring fling. This hope will shine throughout the summer and sunset in the fall, late fall. The Cubs are at home through the weekend, and that means a sold-out Wrigley Field as fans flock to watch this team take in the ambiance and enjoy the seventh-inning stretch. One fan will be there because she's always there. One of the most iconic fans, 89-year-old Dorothy Farrell, will be in her usual seat behind the visitor's dugout, talking to players, razzing umpires, and visiting with friends nearby, just like she has for 30 years plus at the friendly confines. And now there's a movement, a petition, to get Dorothy to sing the seventh-inning stretch. And why not? I mean, it's got to be better than Jeremy Piven or the Million Dollar Quartet or whatever they're doing these days. Dorothy is true blue Cub, and the rest of the park would rally around an inspired seventh-inning stretch. Dorothy Farrell is my guest tonight at the big table. Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Welcome to.
Dorothy, you're a celebrity. I recognize you just from watching games, from being at the park. I mean, what does it mean to you to have a petition to have you sing the seventh inning stretch?
I didn't know about it until recently. I don't want him to. I can't sing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not really part of the singing. I mean, look at Mike Dickey. He can't sing, right?
Well, oh, yeah, there's a lot of bad ones, I'll tell you.
So for you, I mean, you try to make it to as many games as you possibly can. And you've been going to the park for 30 plus years.
1980, I had my first, and that was only 3 o'clock on weekends because I was working. Then I had a friend that had that seat I sit in, and she died in 84, and I got it then. I don't miss many games.
Take us back to 1984. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to go to the park. I have this seat. I'm going to continue to go and watch the Cubs.
You know, I was little when my father always listened to it on the radio, and WGN has made us popular all over the country, you know. You go and see all these Cub fans all over when you watch it on TV. It's because of WGN.
Mm-hmm.
And I get mad when it's on something else. I got to go look at my what the station is on today.
Why go to the games? What is it about the games that are special to be there to watch
it's
in person?
It's just nice to be there and see it. And, oh, beautiful Wrigley Field. It's, oh, my, great. I just love it. And I love the fans. And I got a lot of friends out there now. It's good. It's kept me going. I guess that's why I feel so young. I don't act like I'm 90, but I am.
Well, you're going to be 90 coming up here on Mother's Day. Talk about growing up. Talk about being a Cubs fan. And what does it mean for you? I mean, I want to get to know Dorothy. I mean, obviously we see you behind the home plate. Once in a while, a microphone's put in your face, you know, or maybe a reporter talks to you, or you're on Windy City Live or something like that. But I want to get to know you. I mean, why are you a Cubs fan?
Because I like the Cubs. I don't know. I'm just a Cubs fan. As radio, I mean, I listened, and it came on TV. And then my oldest son, he liked it, so we would walk over to Wrigley Field and watch the game, you know, in the bleachers. I had four brothers. I was the only girl in the family.
Was baseball a big part of growing up?
Yes, it was.
There's one thing. I mean, I know my family. I mean, we're big Cubs fans, diehard fans all the way up. But there's a difference between making that trek to the park and going every single day to be a part of Wrigley Field. I mean, it's different than just being a Cubs fan.
Yeah, right.
So talk about that, because you're more than just a fan. You know, you're a part of that ballpark.
Well, I guess I am. I don't know. But I have nothing else to do but sit at home and do nothing. I might as well go to the ballpark and enjoy myself.
I love it. Dorothy Farrell. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk about the Wild Bunch. I love your humility. I love everything about it. But you take fandom to the next level. You're part of a Wild Bunch, which was notorious fans.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you guys travel with the team. You tour. You go around the country. So you're more than just, I got nothing to do today. I'll go to a Cubs fan.
Yeah,
you live and breathe this, and I want to get at that. Dorothy Farrell's my guest tonight on The Download at the Big Table. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio with me tonight, Dorothy Farrell. She's a longtime diehard Cubs fan. She's been going to the park, sitting behind the visitor's dugout for 30-plus years, and there's now a petition to get Dorothy to sing the seventh inning stretch. Dorothy's in studio with me tonight. Okay, so let's talk. I mentioned before the break the idea of the Wild Bunch. What is the Wild Bunch?
You used to go, you had to know somebody, they had to, it gets you into it, you know, and that you were an okay fan to be in there. But after a while, everybody was in it.
So what did you do? I mean, was this a bunch of fans?
Well, just a bunch of fans, and we went on trips and everything else. That was it.
Well, there's a lot of stories about the Wild Bunch. I mean, there's a rowdy bunch. You guys follow not just the team on, but you do conventions. I mean, drinking's a big part of it.
You better believe it.
So you guys, I mean, there has to be a million stories of the Wild Bunch following the team, going down to spring training. I know that, you know, fandom can get pretty hectic and pretty rowdy around the Chicago Cubs, around the country, and you guys were sort of the spark plug for that.
Yeah, it's just, we went to Cincinnati every year. You got to meet a lot of people.
That's a big thing about you watching the game. I mean, you talked about you get to see your friends. You've met a lot of people. And I want to talk about your relationship, not just with the fans that sit around you on the first base side, but the players. When you started going to games, you're vocal. And so you talk to the players on the other side, and they would talk back. I mean, that was a big part of it. Talk about when you first sat down there, how you would interact with some of the players that came to Wrigley Field.
They were very friendly, a lot of the fellas, but they're not friendly anymore. They don't talk to you or say nothing. Dusty Baker, we're very good friends, and there was never a time he didn't stop over and see me, you know, and talk to me. I was so happy he's got a job now. Well, and he's going to be there on my birthday.
He will be. The Nationals will be in town.
So,
But you have a relationship with the players and the visiting players. But talk about your relationship with some of the Cubs, because the Cubs see you all the time. They see you there. You've become a member of the team. You mentioned Dusty Baker, but it's more than Dusty Baker. Talk about some of the other players.
Mark Grayson got to be good friends. We did. He came over. He wanted to give me a kiss. Dorothy, get on the dugout. I want to kiss you. I said, I can't get on the dugout. So he got on the dugout and gave me a kiss. Yeah, he was my best. I loved him. Friendly. Him and Kerry were great friends.
Because they'd see you at the games. Yeah. How did you strike up relationships with them? You would talk to them when they were at first base, or talk to them when they would be warming up?
Well, I'd be yelling at Mark all the time because I like to look at his butt. I should say that.
That's okay. What were you yelling at him? What would you yell at Mark Grace?
Oh, I just yell at Mark and he'd say, Dorothy! I just loved that man. He was a good friend of mine.
I mean, you developed good relationships. You mentioned Dusty Baker, Mark Grace. Think about like all the visiting teams that come through. Some of the other players from other teams that they enjoy coming to Wrigley Field because it's part of the experience of being razzed by
Will
Dorothy.
Clark was always on first
Will Clark,
place.
Yeah.
He always come and talk to me. He did. Then he signed the thing. He signed a picture.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah. He signed a picture bottoms up.
Bottoms up. He says, Dorothy is in. Okay. I says, oh, that's perfect.
Now let's talk about some of the newer players. I mean, as you said, most of the visiting teams that come through, they don't want to have anything to do with you. But you're developing a rapport with some of the new Cubs. I mean, Anthony Rizzo being the first baseman for the Chicago Cubs. Does he know you? You give him a hard time.
Yeah, I do. I yell, earn your money. I guess he doesn't like me.
Does he respond? Do the players respond?
I don't know.
No, they don't. But they've been taught to tone that kind of stuff out, right? I mean, you see that all the time now where they're just not even responding to fans. And do you notice that? Do you notice they're trained differently as players?
I don't think they're as friendly as the ones years ago. I don't know.
Maybe they're worried because of media and all that kind of stuff?
Jose Real was with Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He would come and squirt me with the hose all the time.
Dorothy Farrell is my guest tonight. She's an iconic fan, sits right behind the visitor's dugout at Wrigley Field. There's a petition going around that says, you know what? Dorothy should sing the seventh inning stretch. Now, the Cubs have responded to that, and they're like, well, you know, we don't open up to fans. But in this case, I think that, and the reason I think you're getting attention and going on the talk shows is we want that kind of tradition. There's something about the Chicago Cubs and tradition that we want to honor, especially as we get closer and closer to a World Series. How important is tradition when it comes to the Chicago Cubs and baseball for you as a fan?
I just love my Cubbies. Yeah, I mean, everybody treats me great. I don't know.
Well, I mean, people will say that you're part of the tradition of the ballpark. I mean, that they come out not only for, you know, the hot dogs, the scoreboard, and to see Dorothy yell at the players. I mean, there's something about that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people come down and take my picture all the time, and the vendors always come by and talk to me. I mean, I don't drink no beer and give them any business, but they just don't know me now, so.
Okay, so let me ask you, the park has changed. There's a new video screen. There's a lot of different things that are being added to the area, to the park. What's your take on the renovations and the beautification of Wrigley Field?
It's great. It's wonderful. It really is, you know. You know, I always kept score, too.
For you, I mean, we talked about in the break just about this could be the year. I mean, this could be the everyone is calling it the Chicago Cubs are the cream of the crop when it comes to the NL. What do you think to that? I mean, what do you think about this being the year for the Chicago Cubs to break that curse?
All I know is I want them to win before I die. And I'm not getting any younger, that's for sure.
You know, do you notice a change in the ballpark or the fans around you when the Cubs are winning, more people coming out or a different kind of person coming out? Did you notice that? I mean, what tell us about that. I mean,
there's a lot of people coming out now. I mean, the park's always full now, you know. Years ago, there would only be sometimes only a handful of people, you know, out there. My friends would all come down and sit by me because the seats were empty.
Well, I mean, when the Cubs were winning, there was a marked change in the way that the fans came to the ballpark when the Cubs started winning maybe at the beginning of 2000, the 2001. Yeah. There were more corporate seats. There were more people coming out right from work with the college. It was different than maybe when you came out in 1984, 1985. Do you notice that?
I don't know. I just love it. I just go all the time, and I don't care if they're there or not out there.
As a Chicagoan, as somebody who walks to the park, who's been doing it for 30 plus years, as a long, cradle Cubs fan, as mentioned, what does Chicago mean to you? I mean, could you be, do you feel like you could be a diehard fan of a different team? Do you think that you could be, if you grew up in Pittsburgh, you think you'd be this excited about the Pirates? Like, what is it about Chicago that brings you back to the park?
Born, raised here, I don't know, maybe that's why, but I can be another fan.
Okay, so I read in an article that there are two teams that you do not like or that you don't like to go when they're at Wrigley Field. One of them is pretty obvious, the Chicago White Sox, the Southsiders. Why don't you like to go to games when the Sox are in town?
Because of their fans. They're rude. And they get the seats around me because people are, you know, selling their seats to make money. I never sell my seat. Never, never.
What's rude about them? I mean, what makes those White Sox
fans? They swear. I just don't go anymore.
And what's the other team? That you don't
St. Louis? Of course. Who loves St. Louis? They beat us all the time. No, we're winning now. We're winning.
That's right. Okay, so for the seventh inning stretch, and this is a big deal for you, do you think that it's going to happen? Are you excited about the proposition of getting up there in front of 35,000 fans? And no? you want to practice with me? We can practice. It's pretty easy. You have to say something at the beginning. What do you say at the beginning? All right, everybody. I can't know the Harry Carey, right?
Let me hear of you now.
Let me hear you now. Let's get some runs, right?
Yeah, Harry Carey.
I mean, you've been in the ballpark for seventh inning stretches. Do you like the concept that they have different celebrities or different people every single time? Or would you like the idea of just one person does it all the time?
Good people, notable people get up and do it, you know? Well, some of them can't sing, and so I can't sing either, so I shouldn't make any remarks about it because I want somebody to sing with me, but I don't want to sing along.
Your family will go up there with you. There's a petition circulating right now to get the Chicago Cubs to let Dorothy Farrell sing the seventh inning stretch. Dorothy's been going to the park for 30-plus years. She's been a fan her entire life, her 90th birthday coming up here on May 8th. So, you know, as we wrap up here, I just, you know, what do you think? Do you think this is the year for the Cubs?
It better be. I won't be here much longer. I want to celebrate with them.
Dorothy, thanks for being here.
I'll get on my hands and knees, say please.